You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Danielle Famaro, a mother of two, a lover of food, a former restaurateur, and a lifestyle fitness coach. Combining her passions, she has written an international best-selling book, Add This to Your Plate, Mastering the Essentials in Cooking, Nutrition, and Fitness for the New and Seasoned Mom. And Danielle, a pleasure to have you with us today on EPN.
Oh, gosh, thank you so much for having me on. What an honor. I really appreciate it.
And you're certainly welcome. Great to have you out and really appreciate your time as well. So for starters, tell us about the book and why it's different from other cookbooks.
Absolutely. So Add This to Your Plate is different from other cookbooks because it's not just a cookbook. It's actually a Bible for new moms. So this book was written to help moms learn how to practice it all in this crazy journey we call motherhood. I mean, if this book was given to me as a shower gift, it would have been a godsend, because it literally covers everything from soup to nuts. This book will teach the new and seasoned mom how to master it all, like you said, and the essentials of cooking, nutrition, and even weight loss. I will, you know, not only teach you to care for your baby, but your entire family, and most important, yourself. I even have a recipe for self-love in this book. That's how important that part of the book is. And I think that the challenge that most people seem to express is that they just don't have the time. I hear it all the time. I mean, think about it for a second. Today, moms wear so many hats. You know, our plates are so full. We're chefs, we're chaperones, chauffeurs, cooks, teachers, therapists. You know, the list goes on, right? So think about it for a second. You know, if we don't have the time, how are we even going to cook a meal? So in this book, it's the ultimate handbook that really just teaches you how to balance it all. So the first challenge that I actually tackle before you even dive into my recipes is time management. So like I said, it's really important that you can find the time to do all these things. And lastly, I felt compelled to really write this book because I was getting so many requests to do so. I know it sounds funny, but people would literally say to me, you need to write this book. So here I am today. And, you know, they were asking me how I was managing it all. They wanted to know how I was working full time and making healthy home cooked families, you know, meals for my family and losing the baby weight. So I felt it was my calling to write this book so I could help other moms such as myself live a healthy and balanced lifestyle. And that's just what this book is about.
And we're certainly appreciative of your taking the effort to write the book, Add This to Your Plate, a best-selling cookbook indeed. Now, what kinds of recipes are featured in the book and how many are there?
Absolutely. This book features 101 recipes. The first half are dedicated to baby, and the second half are dedicated to the entire family. And each recipe comes with either an interesting nutrition fact or a fun fact that could be a conversation starter at the dinner table, or maybe just a blog for me, you know, from one mom to another about that particular dish. In the first half of the book, I present the recipes in order in which the child can, you know, child grows. So for example, we'll start with 4 to 6 months with simple, basic homemade purees and cereals. And then as they get older, say 6 to 8 months, we start to mix things up a bit with ingredients and flavors. And then as they get closer to a year old, we start to introduce chunkier meals and finger foods. And then once baby hits a year, they can start to enjoy the family recipes in the next section of the book. And the recipes for the entire family, which is the next section of the book, are recipes and family crowd favorites that we've all grown up to love, but with a healthy twist to make them guilt-free and also aid in weight loss, which I think is really important. I really wanted these recipes to be fun, but not intimidating. So I chose foods that we're familiar with, but of course added some fun little extras to spice things up as well.
Now, taking a look at recipes, if you would, give us some examples of the recipes for babies and the recipes also for families.
Oh, this is my favorite part. So I might go a little bit deeper into this, but examples of recipes for the baby are delicious and unique puree combos. such as cauliflower with beaten pear or an apple butternut squash or a banana avocado swirl. And then as baby gets older and can handle chunkier finger foods, we start to have them explore little flavors and dishes such as quinoa and lentil mini burgers, turkey apple meatballs. We talk about a variety of risottos. And, of course, we add our kiddie favorites such as spinach mozzarella tater tots and veggie nuggets and things like that. And for the adults, I start with breakfast favorites such as homemade granolas, Greek crustless mini quiches, and, you know, other nice comfort foods with a healthy twist, like I said before. Then I go into soups and sandwiches and salads. One of my favorites is my grilled basil and garlic shrimp salad with a garlic lime dressing, or classic soups such as a homemade chicken noodle or a vegetable minestrone, or my favorite, which is my cannelloni bean garlic and basil lemon soup recipe. Then when I introduced the dinner recipes, I made sure that I had classics that I felt moms should know how to make, such as just a basic tomato sauce or how to have the perfect beef tenderloin or a roast chicken. Then I offer some simple yet impressive recipes, like a simple and easy beef bourguignon or a seafood cioppino if you kind of want to impress the family a little bit that night. And when I took a toll from moms, I found that they had a lot of guilty pleasure dishes such as eggplant parm and chicken marsala and mac and cheeses and things like that. So I got you covered, girls, and I even lightened those up so you can enjoy every bite of those types of favorite meals too. And then lastly, I went into indulging desserts, and they're healthy, and yes, healthy and indulgence can totally coexist. I have awesome recipes like chocolate truffles and protein-packed chocolate mousse and chocolate peanut butter flourless brownies and even nice refreshing fruit dishes like a mango strawberry mint salad. So I really tried to cover it all, and everything has a great healthy twist like I mentioned before.
Certainly sounds like an awesome cookbook for sure. Today we're joined by Daniel Famaro, the author of the international best-selling book, Add This to Your Plate, Mastering the Essentials in Cooking, Nutrition, and Fitness for the New and Seasoned Mom, here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if you would, share with us about the other parts of the book that we should be aware of.
Absolutely. So, well, because I wanted this book to really encompass it all, I began the book with how to welcome your kitchen to the family. I think this is so important, just to teach the basic ways to make your kitchen work for you, such as just those basic organizational tips. And other topics I covered are getting to know your pots and pans, kitchen tools and appliances, because let's face it, the beginner cook will really not know where to begin when it comes to purchasing these items to cook with, right? It can be totally overwhelming. So I even cover popular cooking jargon in case you get stumped reading cooking instructions. And lastly, one of my favorite parts of the book is the last section of the book, dedicating to getting mom back in the saddle again. So here is where we cover effective personal development, the truth about weight loss, meal prepping, and I even give sample meal plans and fitness tips, and again, how to self-love, which I feel is so important in this whole entire process, this journey that we're going through.
Also, Danielle, I probably should have asked you this at the front end, but if you would, tell us more about your background in relationship to the book.
Oh, absolutely. Most importantly, I'm a mom of two. I have a 5-year-old son and a 6-month-old son. So when it comes to the struggles of motherhood, I totally get it. The struggle is real, ladies. I am also a certified health and fitness professional through the American Aerobics and Fitness Association of America. And I've been in the restaurant business for 25 years, including owning my own restaurant, as well as holding a position as a food and beverage consultant for the past 16 years for restaurants all over the city of Boston. I'm also really super excited to share that I just also released 2 nutrition and weight loss programs exclusively by mom, for mom. And the first program is called the Postpartum Recovery Mommy. This program is perfect for moms right after giving birth. She can literally start this the day she comes home from the hospital. The nutrition system is designed for fast healing and recovery. So it's super, super simple yet effective program. And it's loaded with superfood healing recipes, as well as a light, gentle fitness program designed to bring the abdominal muscles back together from a condition that most mothers have right after childbirth called diastasis recti. And again, that's when, you know, the abs actually separate in the ab muscles. And this is why I'd say about, 87% of moms still express having that baby bulge postpartum. So, you know, once mom gets the clearance to start a more advanced fitness program, she can then dive into my extreme nutrition and weight loss program called From Scratch. And of course, I've got that from a play from words from my cookbook, but that's really what the program's all about. It's about mom, you know, starting from the beginning and her weight loss journey and getting back on her feet again. I love this three-week program so much because we dive into mindset training, how to create fat-burning meals, and even a great fitness program that's designed to burn fat and calories in your sleep, because that's really what we want at the end of the day, right? And this is where mom can really start to get lean and strong and the fittest she's ever been, and maybe even perhaps before a baby, which would be pretty awesome.
Danielle, certainly appreciate your visit with us here today and introducing your best-selling book, Add This to Your Plate. Really appreciate it. Before you go, and in conclusion, if you would give us a few tips on leading a balanced lifestyle to wrap us up here today.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first thing I can say is just really be kind to yourself and understand that you're only human. You know, remember to just do your personal best. You got to put those blinders on and stop comparing yourself to anyone else. That's number one. Number two, you got to practice time management. As I cover this in my book, you have to write down those goals and daily tasks and weekly tasks and maybe even your yearly goals. And then you got to break it down little by little to write out, you know, a schedule to accomplish these goals, you know, each week, because winging it, girls, every day will not work. This is how we procrastinate, then we fail to never meet our own expectations, which leaves us feeling defeated. So just choose your time carefully and also learn to delegate, which is huge. You got to delegate, delegate, delegate. So for example, you know, doing laundry doesn't really increase your income, but it's something that we really need to do, right? So when my babysitter comes over for the weekend, I'll ask her to fold my pile high laundry when the kids go to sleep. Winning, right? It's these little things that make a difference. So never be scared to ask for help. You've got friends, you have a partner, a family, or, you know, if you can afford hired help, go for it. And again, like I said, you're only human and we can't do it all on our own. So with that said, love yourself unapologetically. Listen, girls, if you created a life after all, I think you can create a checklist, right? You got this, mamas. Thank you so much, guys. If you feel like this book can help you, you can simply go to addthisplate.today to grab this book. I really hope that it's helped you as much as it's helped me writing it. And it's just such a pleasure being on here today. Really, really was just an honor. Thank you.
Well, this certainly was our honor to have you with us as well, Danielle, and introducing not only the book, but some fabulous and important information on having a lifestyle that's more balanced and healthy. Again, folks, once again, it is addthistoyourplate.today. Danielle, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you for having me. Have a great rest of the day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Danielle Formaro, the author of the international best-selling book, Add This to Your Plate, Mastering the Essentials in Cooking, Nutrition, and Fitness. For the new and seasoned mom, and for all the details, visit addthistoyourplate.today. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.